We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Eco-conscious viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programs, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, obviously 2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, channel 37 on Itablessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, channel 16 on Parabolica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a South African film wins a United Nations Children's Fund Child Rights Award. In animal welfare news, Formosa or Taiwan increases measures to safeguard animals. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the International Women's Club of Moscow, Russia, which provides support to many charitable organizations. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 13th, is the birthday of famous Australian-born photographer Miss Anne Geddes. Her unique images of babies dressed as flowers, small animals, and fairy tale creatures are internationally renowned. Miss Geddes' work has been published in more than 80 countries around the globe. Books of her collections have sold over 18 million copies worldwide and are translated into 24 languages. Among her numerous accolades is the Professional Photographers of America Lifetime Achievement Award in 2009. To honor youngsters, Miss Geddes and her husband Kel established the Geddes Philanthropic Trust. It has donated over $4.5 million to organizations in many nations dedicated to children's welfare. Thank you so much, Miss Ann Geddes, for your amazing photographs and generosity. May you have a joyous birthday with loved ones. Four years ago, on September 7th, Supreme Master Television had our inaugural broadcast in Europe and parts of Africa. Through the grace of the Providence, we are now able to air our programs across the globe and around the clock. We humbly offer our profound gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her enlightened vision, compassionate guidance, and loving care, which has enabled our channel to come into existence and reach so many. We are delighted to present greetings from dignitaries, celebrities, and well wishes on the occasion of Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary.
On behalf of the Green Party, I'm really pleased to wish Supreme Master Television a very happy 4th birthday. I really appreciate the work that you're doing, and I hope the next 4 years are just as successful in raising awareness of the important issues around the world of improving conditions for people, for animals, and for the environment.
Lion news. Lives lost in India floods. At least 13 people succumbed as heavy monsoon rains in northern and eastern India on Friday, September 10th, swept through the states of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Punjab, Haryana, and the region of Delhi. In the northeastern state of Arunachal Pradesh, a massive landslide claimed the lives of 8 people, while several homes were swept away in the upper Shang district, which was isolated due to road blockages. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Dorji Khandu stated that financial assistance would be offered to all the bereaved families and the injured as the government works to carry out restoration operations.
In Assam state, 3 days of incessant rains triggered flash floods affecting 165,000 people. In the worst-hit districts of Lakhimpur and Dimaji, alerts were sounded as the National Disaster Response Force evacuated the vulnerable. Floodwaters from swollen rivers inundated at least 152 villages, forcing residents to flee to safer places as large regions of the Kaziranga National Park were also submerged. Flooding also affected Punjab and Haryana states as the Yamuna River swelled to alarming levels and several breaches emerged in its embankments. In Yamunanagar and Panipat districts, 120 villages were severely affected, with hundreds forced to evacuate and scores of other villages also impacted. The rising Yamuna River in the capital of Delhi also prompted the evacuation of over 4,000 residents of low-lying areas on Saturday.
Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please check with regional governments and see if any assistance is needed, and to go and offer help if possible to those most desperately in need, saying that funds are available as necessary.
Our appreciation, Indian state governments and emergency teams, for your initiatives to help the flood victims, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her sincere concern. With heaven's grace, may such weather extremities subside as we strive for gentler and more eco-stabilizing ways.
Thousands uprooted in Kenyan floods. Weeks of heavy rains and resulting floods have caused at least 2 fatalities and rendered over 800 families homeless in the South Rift and North Rift regions. About 6,000 people are in urgent need of food aid, with some at risk of waterborne diseases due to the difficult hygiene conditions. In the North Rift, over 500 acres of crops have been destroyed, with the rains hindering farmers from being able to harvest ready wheat crops, while roads have also been blocked. In collaboration with the provincial government and other humanitarian agencies, the Kenya Red Cross Society, or KRCS, has sent a rescue team to assess the situation and provide relief items to the afflicted, such as donated blankets, tents, soap and mosquito nets, as well as medicine.
Expressing her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local governments and agencies such as the Red Cross to find out if further help is needed and to go, if possible, to offer emergency aid, saying that financial assistance is available as necessary.
We thank the Kenya Red Cross Society for their caring response and also send our appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai's attentive concern for those in the flood-swept regions. Our prayers that such treacherous conditions are eased as humanity's greater kindness helps restore planetary equilibrium.
Rain leads to landslides in southern Philippines. At least 4 people, including a mother and her 2 children, lost their lives, with 7 who were also injured by continuous heavy rains on Friday, September 10, that also caused landslides and flooding in South Cotabato villages of Coronado City. According to Chief Inspector Yeoman Alexis Yap of the Central Mindanao Regional Police, the rising river swept through houses located at the foot of the mountains. Out of the approximately 160 families that were affected, officials evacuated 45 to refuge centres, where they were advised to stay at least a week until the waters recede. Coronado City Mayor Peter Miguel stated that he has directed appropriate government agencies to attend to the affected families, with medical personnel and a road crew among the first to be deployed to assist those in need. Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please check with the local governments to see if more assistance is needed. She added that funds for emergency needs would be available.
Our thanks, Mayor Miguel, and all who are working to restore normalcy to the flood-affected region, and our appreciation for the kind-hearted concern of Supreme Master Ching Hai. We send our sympathies for the lives lost as we pray that humans everywhere contribute to increased harmony with nature through sustainable and compassionate lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
India and Pakistani tennis doubles team wins hearts along with matches. Tennis stars Rohan Bopanna of India and Asamuha Qureshi of Pakistan have become a symbol of hope and unity for resolving the long-standing conflict between their respective nations as they serve up great tennis along the way. The pair won 5 matches together to advance to the doubles finals of the U.S. Open, held at Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York, USA. It was a historic moment for both the team and their countries when UN ambassadors from India and Pakistan sat down beside each other during the Friday, September 10th playoff and cheered together for the duo, who have dubbed themselves the Indo-Pak Express.
Following the match, Mr. Qureshi of Pakistan thanked the fans who attended. As he said, it was great to see all the Indian supporters, most of them wearing Pakistani flags on their faces, holding Pakistani flags and cheering for the same team. That's a moment I will never forget in my life. He also said, sports can reach places where no religion or politics can. The two have also been congratulated by Indian tennis star Sania Mirza, who has bridged borders as well, in her marriage to Pakistani cricketer Shoaib Malik earlier this year. With the hope of continuing to spread their message of peace through sports, the dynamic duo plans a possible match at the shared border of their countries. We cheer and applause and an admiring hats off, Rohan Bopanna and Asam Alhaq Qureshi, for making your countries proud as you bring excellent teamwork and sportsmanship to the tennis court.
Your success through cooperation and brotherly love is surely an inspiration to us all.
Anthrax outbreak spread through Bangladesh and now Bulgaria. Bangladesh has been placed under high alert since August 18 due to the outbreak of the disease, which was first detected in Sirajganj district, where 38 people were sickened after eating meat from an infected cow. Since then, Bangladesh's Institute of Epidemiology, Disease Control and Research has reported that the disease has spread to 8 districts, with nearly 500 people and over 200 animals confirmed infected. Meat consumption in the capital has been noted to be reduced due to fears of the disease, whose symptoms include severe pain, skin lesions, and swelling that can lead to death. Officials have responded with animal vaccinations and local education programs in an attempt to halt further spread of the infection. In the European country of Bulgaria, 2 men aged 70 and 32 were recently admitted to a hospital in the Danube city of Rus after they slaughtered a goat and fell ill with anthrax symptoms. Both tested positive for the disease and are being treated. Our appreciation, officials, for your efforts to inform the public of this dangerous livestock-borne disease. It saddens us to know of the suffering to both animals and humans, and we pray that everyone soon turns to the safe and humane plant-based lifestyle for the utmost vitality and peace of mind.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Bulgarian tanker and crew freed. The merchant vessel Panega and her 15 Bulgarian crew members were safely released on Thursday, September 9th, according to coordinator Andrew Mongora of the East Africa Seafarers Assistance Program, or SAP. The Bulgarian ship was en route from the Red Sea to India when it was detained in the Gulf of Aden on May 11th of this year. We are gladdened to know of the safe freedom of the Panega and her crew, wishing the sailors a joyful return to the loving company of family and friends.
Study shows bugs have different personalities. A study published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society shows that bugs have diverse personalities, ranging from bold, explorative and daring to retiring and shy. Hungarian lead author Anikiu Joris of the Behavioural Ecology Research Group at the University of Debrecen, Hungary, was part of a team that conducted personality tests on firebugs by presenting them with different situations, such as new objects to explore.
In observing as well as timing each of the bugs' reactions, the scientists found, among other things, that long-winged firebugs tend to be bolder than their short-winged counterparts, and that females in general were more extreme in their responses. Researcher Juris said, "I think nearly every individual, insects and other organisms alike, has his or her own personality."
What an interesting study. Thank you, researcher Anikiu Joris and University of Debrecen Associates, for this fascinating research that reveals the diverse and lively personalities of our insect friends. As we understand more about the remarkable traits of these and all sentient cohabitants, may we offer them only our care and respect.
Save our planet. Agriculture is a major driver of tropical deforestation. Using satellite data from the United Nations, researchers at Stanford University in California, USA, have found that more than 80% of agricultural land expansion in the tropics between 1980 and 2000 did not come from use of existing land, but instead resulted from deforestation of primarily rainforests. What has also been documented is that the forests are being cleared to create pastureland for livestock, as well as to grow crops such as soy and palm oil products used for animal feed.
Stanford researcher and study author Dr. Holly Gibbs stated, "This has huge implications for global warming if we continue to expand our farmland into tropical forests at that rate." An earlier study, Climate Benefits of Changing Diet, from the Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency, found that a global shift to a vegan diet would result in significant reforestation, along with an 80% reduction in climate change mitigation costs.
Thank you, Dr. Gibbs, Stanford colleagues, and Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency for highlighting the link between tropical deforestation and livestock raising. May we all realize the importance of a dietary shift away from animal products to save the tropical rainforest and reverse global warming.
As on many other occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded of the detrimental tolls of livestock raising and the need to halt it for the sake of our planet during an October 2009 video conference in Germany.
Saving the world's tropical forest, the lungs of the earth, is one of the very important priorities. The rainforests themselves normally is our protectors. But as the climate gets warmer, instead of absorbing CO2 to protect our planet climate, they will be emitting back CO2 as well. Now, we need to look at the main reason why there is deforestation. There is a whole industry behind it, in most of the cases, namely the livestock industry. For example, the number one reason for deforestation of the Amazon, which is the greatest lung of our planet, is to raise cattle. Stop the livestock industry. That would be the most effective way to halt global warming and restore our planet. It would save our precious forests, which take decades to grow, and create more natural forests that we need to reduce global warming. We must stop the livestock industry. I hope the leaders will do this.
Save our planet. The world's smallest electric plane, the French Cri-Cri, or Cricket, completes its first successful flight at Le Bourget Airport near Paris, France, with parent company Innovation Works hoping to implement the zero CO2 emissions in further development of hybrid aviation technologies.
Save our planet. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California, USA, announces the launch of a new clean energy jobs website intended to help California residents find employment in green industries by connecting them with comprehensive training as well as job opportunities.
Save our planet. The threat of hunger from prolonged drought and crop failures in the El Chaco region of southern Bolivia has forced many indigenous maize farmers to leave their lands and move to cities in an attempt to find work.
Save our planet. Kenya's meteorological department warns that over 80% of the nation will be impacted by global warming-related drought and that residents should prepare for the upcoming challenges.
I'm Sunny.
Hi there, I'm Libra. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Light.
Our vegan diet of kindness contains no animal products. Today we would like to share a tip on showing your canine friend just how much you love and appreciate him or her.
You can host a birthday party just for your sweet companion. If you are not sure of his or her exact birthday, choose any date you think your animal companion might like.
Invite other canine friends to be guests and serve them delicious vegan treats.
It's also a great way to introduce plant-based foods to other caregivers.
Have fun!
Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for tuning in.
Now, the worldwide weather.
cultural news, a South African film wins a United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, Child Rights Award. Temba, A Boy Called Hope, by director Ms. Stephanie Seacholt, was honored at the 2010 Zanzibar International Film Festival in Tanzania. The accolade recognizes the movie that best exemplifies the efforts to gain children's fundamental rights in the region. The film stars Nat Junior Singo, who plays Temba, a determined South African youngster who works to overcome many adversities to fulfill his dream. Ms. Seacholt said, "I firmly believe that Temba will do so much more than entertain. It will allow audiences across the world to get a glimpse of our common humanity." Our sincere congratulations, Ms. Stephanie Seacholt, on your admirable award. May more films as yours raise awareness about the importance of all youths having opportunities for loving, happy, and fulfilling lives.
In animal welfare news, Formosa or Taiwan increases measures to safeguard animals. The Council of Agriculture asked local governments to conduct thorough research of protected animals in their areas
and their treatment.
The special status has been given by the Wildlife Conservation Act. A new updated database will be developed from the collected information to help better identify wildlife and prevent unauthorized trade of endangered species. Our accolades and appreciation, Formosa or Taiwan, for these steps towards creating secure and safe habitats for our fellow co-inhabitants. May all beings thrive in peace on a sustainable planet. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting a club based in Moscow, Russia, which serves both social and humanitarian purposes. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Please stay tuned for more valuable news on Supreme Master Television.
Certificate of Congressional Recognition presented to Supreme Master Television. In celebration of 4 years of exemplary programming, your rapid global expansion in such a short time is truly remarkable. Best wishes on your continued success. Judy Chu, PhD, Member of Congress, 32nd District.
祝贺无上师电视台4周年，吼、哦、啊！感谢因的拍拼贡献，祝福生日快乐。
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, lively news for a vibrant world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the International Women's Club of Moscow, Russia, which raises funds to support a variety of charitable endeavors.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The International Women's Club, IWC, of Moscow, Russia is dedicated to encouraging intercultural exchanges and friendship between individuals from all nations who are residing in Moscow. Established in 1978, the nonprofit club offers numerous interest groups in which members can come together to explore topics such as art, literature, and spiritual well-being. In addition, IWC is committed to raising funds for a variety of charitable endeavors, in which members also volunteer their services.
Over 3,500 people a month were beneficiaries of the various programs supported by IWC in 2008 to 2009. These include providing equipment and renovations to orphanages. Other projects such as skills training and computer and English lessons are offered to disadvantaged youth. IWC also makes available free health clinics and bathing facilities to people without homes.
IWC has donated medical equipment and hygienic supplies to a number of hospitals and hospices. Children with serious diseases are able to fulfill their wishes thanks to the club. Purchasing prosthetics and paying for medical treatment of youngsters in need are additional projects of the group. Our heartfelt gratitude to the International Women's Club for your loving hearts and compassionate actions. May the gentle citizens of Russia flourish evermore under heaven's loving protection.
Let's enjoy some humour with a joke told in Cantonese entitled College Success.
Why are your son in college doing so well? Ah, let him get sick. He's a beautiful woman. He doesn't like to move. He's allergic to the sun. He doesn't like to sing. So, he only stays in his house and is cold.
And now for our viewers' heartline on designs of enchantment and freedom, Iraqi ceramic artist Salim Jamil on enlightening entertainment.
Great show! It's really interesting to see creative people and arts from other parts of the globe. As an amateur artist myself, I didn't realize that ceramic art can be so beautiful and exotic as portrayed, mastered by Mr. Salim Jamil. I have enjoyed the show very much, and it was really mesmerizing to see Mr. Salim Jamil's work. Now I'm hooked to another medium of painting, the ceramic, that is. Thanks again. God bless. Vince from the United States.
Beauty appreciating Vince. Your enthusiastic note is appreciated. Mr. Salim Jamil's artwork is truly so vibrant and life-affirming, reflecting his immense talent and positive outlook. All best wishes to you in your creative endeavors. With heaven's light and love.
Do you have a Heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have you present on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the glory of God. Wishing you a blessed week.
I want to wish everyone a happy 4th anniversary, 4 years of doing work to help save the planet, help save the animals, and help save human health.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev welcomes Irish President Mary McAleese to Moscow for discussions on ways to further cooperation in humanitarian efforts as well as innovation in advanced technologies.
The head of the Japan International Cooperation Agency, or JICA, Sadako Ogata, visits China and South Korea to collaborate with key institutions from those countries in advancing beneficial development work around the world.
Launched with the help of the government, the Sharjah Cats and Dogs Shelter and its team of volunteers in the United Arab Emirates are using online forums to find loving homes for abandoned pets, as well as a neutering program to help stabilize and ensure the safety of feral cat populations.
An 8.6% decrease in fatal crimes over the past year in South Africa places them at the lowest level in nearly 2 decades, a trend that is being credited to greater police visibility and improved community support for safer environments.
A Finnish delegation visiting OLAC, or Vietnam, meets with dignitaries and business leaders to offer technical assistance to OLAC with a focus on developing clean energy.
The U.S. Trade and Development Agency donates $655,000 to Kazakhstan Railways to enhance the nation's rail system through development of improved train control and signaling for safer operation.
In an interview with Russian Vesti 24 TV channel, President Lee Myung-bak of South Korea speaks of his readiness to improve relations with North Korea and move toward normalization.
German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle pledges his nation's support in working with Japan toward a world free of nuclear weapons.
The Iranian government launches iFilm, a free 24-hour Arabic language satellite television channel that features programs, film reviews, and short as well as feature-length films.
During the holy month of Ramadan, Muslim Americans Ali and Bassam Tariq travel 21,000 kilometers across the USA, visiting mosques in 30 states and reporting their experience of being welcomed as Muslim immigrants by a nation of warm-hearted people.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.